On the extreme left flank of the posse, as it lay just under the ridgeline facing the stone cabin, Six Killer lay prone, facing the dirt. He wasn't going to stick up his head just yet to have it blown off by bad men's bullets. Not that he liked being shot at without returning fire. He listened to the pattern of the shooting, with peaks and lulls, the lulls occurring when guns ran out of bullets. Timing it exactly during the next lull, he risked sticking a small part of his head around the protecting boulder to sneak a peek. He was just in time to see an outlaw thrust a long, black, denimed leg out of the window frame and double over to squeeze through the square hole of an open window on the left side of the cabin. Six Killer drew a bead on him with his rifle. Six Killer had no need to take a second look and rolled to the right, clutching his rifle to him. He knew his bullet had gone home to deliver the death stroke. He lay on his back behind the bulk of the sheltering boulder, just as the big game rifle fired at him. The massive rock slab shuddered from the impact.
There's your elephant gun.
Vanderman said nothing, just grinned tightly. Someone in the cabin slammed the front door shut, drawing attention to the solid portal of thick oak reinforced with iron bands. Posse men fired at it with little or no effect. Six Killer would have liked to take a shot at it with that elephant gun. That would have softened it up plenty. Posse man Holtz toppled backward, shot in the head, dead. Another, Judd, lay on his side, kicking and writhing. Malachi worked his six gun, trading shots with Bob Bingry in the cabin, covering behind the stone wall, reaching around to shoot through one of the front windows. He reached around too far in the open, exposing his gun hand. Malachi winged him in the arm. Bingry fell back out of sight. Posse men and outlaws continued to exchange shots.
That you, Malachi?
Yeah. Who's that, Towhead?
That's right. What for are you shooting at me?
Come on out and I'll tell you.
I reckon not, Malachi. Why'd you come on down here and tell me yourself?
From behind a rock, Malachi popped up like a jack-in-the-box and fired at the window to the left of the front door, where Towhead's voice seemed to emanate. He dropped back out of sight. Some of the posse men returned fire. Brennan, on the far right flank, rose up from behind cover to take a few shots. The elephant gun put Brennan on his back, face up, arms and legs sticking out, with a wound in his middle the size of a dinner plate. Six Killer and Caleb Keene fired at the spot where the shot had come from, but Dean had already taken cover.
Still with us, Towhead?
To the finish! Why are you gunning for me, anyhow?
You shot up some of my posse.
You shot at us first! We didn't know who you were! Thought you was dry gulchers or outlaws! Ain't no jury'll say we did wrong, lawman. We was just defending ourselves.
Like you did at that stagecoach you held up last week at Rock Rimmon?
Don't know nothing about it. You got the wrong man.
Won't work, Towhead. You and your gang signed your work at Rock Rimmon. You can thank Dean for that.
How so?
That big gun Dean's packing. The mask you wore hid your faces, but not the gun. All the stage passengers saw it. Too bad for you, Towhead. That gun's one of a kind. The only one in the world. It was made special for one of them British lords. There's not another one like it. That gun puts a noose around all your necks. And you can thank Dean for that.
Dean, you stupid son.
Dean shot and killed the stagecoach guard. Why should the rest of you die for it, huh? What's it to be, boys? You got a better chance with a jury than you do against our guns. None of you has to swing on a hang noose, except the one who pulled the trigger. You can call the tune, but call it quick. Time's running out.
Maybe he's got something there, Towhead.
Quit crawfishing, Dunk!
Dunk. That's Jimmy Duncan. Always did have a yellow streak. Time's up! What do you say, boys?
We like our chances here.
Dean Richmond. You speaking for the bunch now, Dean? What about you, Towhead, and the rest of you?
What Dean's saying makes sense to me.
Not me! Why should I die for what Dean did? No, wait, no, don't, please!
Thought I had a chance of making them see sense, but no such luck. They're more scared of Dean than they are me or the noose. Reckon we'll have to do it the hard way.
They've got a pretty strong hand. Our bullets can't shoot through those stone walls.
Seems to me those stone walls work two ways for those owl hoots in the cabin. For them, and against them. You see the way bullets bounce off these rocks when they hit? One of those ricochets could tear your head off if it hits you the wrong way. Now what do you think will happen if we pour a whole hell of a lot of hot browns through the windows into the cabin? The lead will bounce off stone walls and tear up anything in its way. When lead bullets get bent out of shape against solid stone, they'll play pure hell on any flesh and blood that's in their way. I'm talking about those outlaws.
Mister, I'd say you know how to flush out a passel of bad hombres.
I'd like it if we could take Dean Richmond alive. But some folks just won't listen to reason.
The posse was down three members. Brennan and Holtz were dead, and Judd was wounded, out of action.
Well, man, let's get to it. Pour your fire into them windows, make it hot. And be careful not to get yourself shot.
The posse men got into position, laying prone in a loose line just below the cover of the ridgetop, rifle barrels sticking out from between gaps in the rampart of boulders.
This is your last chance to give up. Throw down your guns and come out one at a time with your hands up. Let them have it!
Dum-dum bullets, so deadly because they fragmented into irregular scraps of lead, inflicting particularly nasty wounds, pinged off the walls on their secondary targets. The barrage sent them on a three-dimensional web that ran riot through the stone cabin's interior. Woe to the man who got in their way.
Cease fire!